Got Passion Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza.
Getting comfy.
Getting good and comfy on this Monday afternoon. Scott Patchen. This is the Scott Patchen Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Scott, you're fired up, man. You're a little fired up.
Everybody's a little upset after, you know, the way we finished that game.
I think it's a good thing. You want to get fired up. You got a big game coming up this weekend against the Boise State Broncos, and we'll get to all of that. This game, there's a lot to go into it, Scott. Of course, we love being able to talk to Scott each and every week, and I don't think we've had a show yet with you coming off of a loss. Is that right?
No, let's make this the last one.
Yeah. But I will say this. I know this is a tough thing. And this is the thing that we've experienced with doing these interviews with players and such, kind of going into it. And it's a tough deal to drive down here and talk, but it also could maybe be therapeutic. Maybe we're going to sit on the couch today.
We'll find out. Yeah,
we're going to find out.
Pull out the notepad.
I just want to, hats off to you for wanting to come down, get in here, talk about it, and just start to flesh some of it out. Because I think that's a tough deal sometimes. And I think that's an interesting side of the whole nil thing as we get into radio, podcast. Whatever, yeah. Is there not every week's going to be rainbows and kittens and amazing wins unless you go undefeated, which nobody really does. I mean, like one team. Yeah, right.
even then,
look what happened to them. So just getting into it. All right, let's look at 26-24. Utah State gets the win. Let's just talk about the big topic right now.
Elephant in the room, get out of the way.
Let's get it out of the way. We have, 10-11 seconds left. This offense is making that drive. It was such an exciting drive. I will say this for, you know, people, for the frustrations on the quarterback side. Toddy Centeio had a beautiful drive there.
Yeah.
Set you guys up for a pretty makeable field goal for a pretty damn good kicker. Doesn't spike the ball. The kicking team, the fast field goal team, as Coach Adazio said, sprints onto the field. And according to Coach Adazio, nobody told them to do that. They sprint on the field. Toddy's thinking about spiking it, but wait, they're coming on. We can't get cross here. There's no time to think, so we have to go. So the offense exits. Field goal team comes out in chaos, kick the field goal, miss, game over.
Yeah, that's pretty much exactly what happened. And it is. It's sad the way it kind of happened, but you would have liked, obviously, to spike the ball and then go ahead and, you know, take your time, let your kicker get in his rhythm, and then go ahead and, for camper, make a chip shot. So
what can you tell us about? Obviously, Coach has talked a lot about it, you know, and people are very critical. All the special teams talk comes up, of course, about Coach Adazio. He's also the special teams coach. And I'll admit this, Scott, at the when he was first hired, I looked at that and said, what better way to say that special teams is just as important as offensive and defense than to be the special teams coach as also the head coach? Obviously, there's been some hiccups. Not every game, but there's been some hiccups. You go back last year to the Boise State game. You look at this kind of game. Let me just ask you, the criticism is there. Would this have happened should Coach Adazio hire a special teams coach, or is there some kind of sideline guy that can sit there and control whether or not someone's coming, or was that something that was happening?
We've got help on the sidelines, and then, you know, as the situation unfolded, you know, Saturday, he's addressed it, and he's actually given us more kind of restrictions in that area as far as, you know, establishing who's going on the field versus what play we're going to run and then huddling those guys and then going. So, and we do that for a lot of other special teams, but obviously with the fast field goal, they were ready and they just ran on without anybody telling them, assuming the situation, instead of, you know, like we talked about, taking the, not the knee,
the spike.
The spike, there we go. Thank you. Hard word.
Why? I get it, man. You have no idea how many words I just make up on this show because I can't think of it.
What was the word we had a problem with like 2 weeks
ago? Don't even want to go there. So what was the thought process? Like, have you talked to the field goal unit? Like, they know you guys know the rules better than all of us. I know we like to pretend we do.
I didn't watch the TV copy. I don't know who the first one was, but as soon as one went, they all started running, and, you know, it was kind of like a domino effect. Toddy wants to, you know, spike the ball, but he can't because, you know, he sees all these guys running on the field.
So he's thinking in that moment, somebody must have told them to come on. All right, we better exit.
Exactly. And if you're, you know, everybody's, you know, trying to either say it was him or blame a certain person, and it's not the case, you know, and Adazio wasn't blaming anybody either by being open and transparent, by telling everybody, hey, this is what happened. This unit went on without anybody telling them to go on. I didn't have a timeout to save the situation. So, I mean, we used our timeouts perfectly to get the ball back on offense, drive down the field. Everything was set in place. You know, as long as that unit doesn't run out there, we get the spike, you know, we get camper and rhythm, we win that game. For as bad as we played across the board, I feel like with penalties on defense, we still had a chance to win the game in the end. So it's sad, but no, I don't think in the end game he needs to hire a coach. I think, you know, at some point guys need to take, you know, the next step in maturing on special teams and really just buying into the role wholeheartedly and not questioning or assuming things without being told to do so.
We're talking to Scott Patchen, defensive lineman for the Colorado State Rams, and yeah, you guys. I mean, defensively, yes, there were some issues, there were penalties. You guys buckled down though in that second half, and I want to get into all of that side of it. You're frustrated also, Scott. We were talking a little bit about off the air. You know, you get people that are saying, "Hey, you want coaches to be transparent, and open up, and tell you what the situation is." Well, with Coach Addazio saying, "Hey, here's what happened. Nobody told the field goal unit to run out there. They just did." And then you see kind of the reverse effect. You see some people saying he's pointing the finger.
That's not pointing the finger. He didn't name anybody. So, I mean, like, you know, to sit there and attack a coach, that's a lose-lose situation for Coach Addazio. So, at the end of the day, we all got his back, you know, and that's not a, you know, a situation that's easy for a coach. But, I mean, he uses timeouts perfectly to get the ball back on offense, like I said. He's not pointing the finger in the media by naming certain kids. I mean, he's just explaining and being transparent what happened and why that field goal unit wasn't able to go out there and execute at, you know, 100%, whereas they were rushed and Camper wasn't able to, you know, get in his rhythm. And it happens that way, but, you know, it shouldn't. We're going to, you know, he put things in place as far as making sure that won't happen again, and we're going to move forward and grow from it as a team.
Well, and in Utah State, that's been a team. I mean, let's face it, this is a 5-2 football team. This is a team that they've had some interesting games, but for the most part, look at that. Because of that win, and I know that's frustrating, but we'll talk about that too. Because of that win, they jump up. They're in the top of the Mountain West Mountain. You saw Air Force lose to San Diego State, so they dropped to third. I mean, you guys are in second place. At the end of the day, you're in second place in the Mountain West Mountain. I don't think that many people had you guys pegged to be sitting right here at second place when you started the season 0-2. So if we want to look at the positives on that side, your goals are very much right in front of you. Obviously, you're going to need some help with Utah State's schedule. But when you're in those first 2 weeks, I don't know that anybody had the Rams sitting in this spot with a heck of a game coming up against the Broncos on Saturday.
No. You know, and then at the end of the day, when you look at it, all you can do is control what you can control. If, you know, we went out, you know, best case scenario, and they lose a game, we're right where we wanted to be, and our goal is still there. So we can't take anything for advantage. We have to, you know, fire on all cylinders these, you know, following weeks and really take advantage of what's at our disposal with, you know, the opportunities we have with our schedule. But we can do it. We believe we can do it. And like we said, we have the one-week mentality. We need to go 1-0 this week. So we've got Boise State coming in. We've never beaten them before, so this is lining up to be a great game.
Yeah, well, and then Boise State, we're going to get into that, too. They've had certainly an interesting schedule. I think they were off this weekend, but they've had a crazy schedule up and down, so we're going to get into that. A big home game for Colorado State, and man, if you can get that turnout like you guys have, like we've seen a few times already this year, as far as the fans, I mean, get that fan connection with you guys and what you're doing, we could be in store for a really special night in Fort Collins, so we're going to get into that. You talked about the penalties. Colorado State, 9 penalties for 86 yards. Utah State, only 4 penalties for 45 yards. How do you handle that as a player when you just, I mean, you're feeling it. I at one point, I'm like, are they ever going to stop throwing yellow flags? When do we get to watch a football game here?
Oh, yeah. That's how we felt, too.
How frustrating is that? Because you got a few of them early, right?
Yeah.
You got the roughing the passer one. Right, it was the roughing the passer. Yeah. I don't understand. Because you're hitting him and the ball's like leaving the finger. What are you supposed to do? I don't understand.
That shouldn't have been one.
How can you stop in that moment?
I don't think anybody agreed with that call. You can't. And then, like, you know, I think there's a quote from Tom Brady where these penalties and everything, they kind of put it all on the defense to protect the offense. And that's not the way football should be played. You're changing the whole mentality and you're creating a less competitive, one-sided culture in football by doing that. You know, and that's what they want to do, I feel like, at the end of the day, because we talked about it off air, too. What sells in football is scoring points, touchdowns, you know, all that stuff. Nobody wants to go to a game and watch a 0-3 game as much as maybe some of the defensive players like myself want to.
Hey, I'd be there.
But it doesn't sell as much as, you know, scoring points and touchdowns. Everybody loves seeing, you know, Mahomes throw to Tyreek Hill for 70-yard bombs. It's just, at the end of the day, that's what people want to see, you know. But, yeah, so that's the sad direction I think football's headed in, and we're seeing it right now.
Well, the Chiefs would have loved to see some passes to Tyreek Hill yesterday.
They would have. That's
a frustrating situation, too.
I was going to say, I had Tyreek Hill on my fantasy team. So.
Oh, wow. I mean, that way. Well, and what's even more frustrating is you look at the Titans, they didn't have any cornerbacks. So it's like, that should be the game, because everybody's getting hurt.
Yep.
Tyreek Hill should have 3,000 yards in that game. But, yeah, it is what it is there. Yeah, the penalty's frustrating. exciting for sure. I'll talk about something that I saw, and we were discussing. I thought this was a little strange to me. I was going to bring it up in the first hour. We got a little pressed for time. But there was late in the third, a wide receiver's doing, he's taunting one of the Rams defenders, and I saw one of the officials like run up to the player and like grab him almost to be like, dude, you don't want to do this. Well, the other ref had already thrown the flag. Flag's in the air. And I looked at that and said, no. It's like wildlife, man. You cannot mess with the habitat. You have to let it go. If there's a kid about ready to taunt, he's going to taunt. I don't think the referee should be able to go up and pull him out of a situation.
Yeah, it's like the Truman Show. You don't want to mess with it. You just let it take
it. You let it go.
You let it go, exactly. You know, like, so I think, you know, especially with, you know, how one-sided I felt the flags were, you can't do that.
No.
Just let the game take its natural course.
How does the locker room feel after? I mean, you guys have been cooking. I know you're down, but on one end, you can look at is okay. So motivated.
I just think because we knew what we could have done, we knew how, you know, we had a lot of opportunities to really win that game, and we kind of shot ourselves in the foot, like I said, on defense with the penalties. And we could have gone ahead and, you know, really won that game. But that being said, we still had an opportunity to win in the end, and then the things didn't, you know, take shape the way we wanted them to. So we're motivated. We're, you know, you could say pissed off, angry, but we're not, you know, holding on to last week like a grudge. We're more so just, you know, using it as fire towards next week.
And I think, I mean, when you look at some of the situations, and again, in the game of football, you can choose to look at it this way or a negative way or a positive way. I look at something that I, first off, David Bailey, I thought he was going to run for like 8,000 yards in that game, man. I mean, he was getting better as the game progressed, too. I seriously was like, maybe CSU should go help out the Broncos as far as the rushing attack goes, because 30 carries, dude, I'm all there. I love that kind of football. 30 carries for 159 yards and two touchdowns. Todd Senteo, I know he had some frustrating moments, and we talked about it. You saw Trey McBride's frustration, but I want to say this: that final drive was no easy task to get there.
No.
Do you think Todd grew up a little bit in this last game?
I think he's been growing every game.
Yeah,
honestly, you know, other than those, you know, unfortunate throws, but he's really done a lot of growing up as far as being the guy, and he's, you know, taking all the criticism. He's not even pointing the finger at anybody else. He's really, you know, trying to work on his deficiencies, and he's done so. And I think it's showing, and I think he's, you know, growing as a player, and it's awesome, you know, to have him as my quarterback.
And I know you can't speak for Toddy or Trey on this side, but clearly frustration, you could see it on TV. Trey was frustrated, and I get it. What's that? Those guys seem pretty tight to start
the
season.
Fine. That's just them being competitors and wanting to really do, you know, more.
Yeah.
That's all.
Scott, we're gonna. How long are you with us? Are you with us all hour? You staying over, man? We got fun questions to ask you today too, because our producer today, Michael Kirkpatrick back there, is filling out a candy bracket because that's what we do
a
for Halloween.
Bracket.
A candy
okay.
bracket.
All right.
So he's gonna need help filling that out because we're torn on a couple of items. So I want you to be thinking about Halloween candy. He's got it set up like March Madness bracket style. And I want you to be.
How many candies are we talking about?
Oh, how many candies do you have on that list, Michael? Oh, he is freaked out right now. He's pulling out the bracket.
32.
32 candies. All right, that makes sense. How far are you in your bracket? Have you filled out some of it?
Well, I mean, there's Reese's peanut butter cups on here, so automatically I have the champion one.
Well, I got to be honest with you guys too. I have a peanut allergy, so that might, you know, disqualify me from.
That's good to know.
If you're allergic to peanut butter, then you need to leave the building.
Why would you say that? That's just, I mean, maybe he wants some peanut butter.
I am a hater.
Yeah. You're a hater. You're sipping on that Haterade.
Well, you know, we got fired up Scott Patchen, so I'd be careful back there, Broncos fan. 19 minutes after the hour, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, let's turn the page a little bit. Boise State Broncos coming to town. As Scott said, the Rams have never taken care of the Broncos. Is this going to be the year to do it? We'll talk about it next. It's the Scott Patchen Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza.
Want sports from the coach? Tune in to Clark and the Coach, weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Kevin Lytle, your Colorado State Athletics beat reporter for the Fort Collins Coloradoan, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Twenty-four minutes after the hour, welcome back to the Scott Patchen Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. And I just got to say, Scott, you're a thrill to talk to, man. Even coming off of a rough weekend, I do appreciate it. I think it's damn good radio. It's been great having you on these last couple of weeks. And you know what? It's in some ways, it's even better because we get raw. We get some raw emotion here.
Yeah.
And so I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, I'm crying on the show now.
At some point. We're going to do that. It's like Oprah or something here.
And I mean, I'll be up, you know, like Coach, you know, just transparent about what I can be, you know, without giving other teams bulletin board material, and then I shoot everybody straight. I'm not going to sit here and, you know, sugarcoat things either. So I think that's why this is a good, you know, back and forth.
It is good. Texter here from the 303. Brady, please ask Scott if he's aware that CSU is 0-9 in the all-white unis. If not, can you have him commit to wearing green and gold going forward as they start this run to the Mountain West Conference Championship?
Didn't know we were 0-9.
Is that something?
There's two opinions I have. One that says, like, well, I want to, you know, win a game in all white.
Yeah, now you want to prove that you can.
Just to break that. And then another thing is just like, well, all right, we could just, you know, go with what's working. So.
Yeah.
Two schools of thought.
So what would you go with then? If you had to pick,
I look good in all white. So,
seven sacks now. I mean, you had a sack and a half again. So you just keep tearing it up, man. So I mean,
I wear whatever. I'm not going to make a big deal of it, but I'll let the EQ guys know. And you know, we'll,
will you say something? Will you actually be like, hey, we had a texter that said we shouldn't wear these anymore?
Well, Kenny's a big time fan of the show, and you know, I'll let Matt know. So
all right, well, you do have some pull. You do know some people.
I know a guy or two.
All right. Can I design the next uniform? Can I try to?
Is it going to be all black? I'd be all for that.
I'm not sure just yet. But
we're not allowed to wear all black because it looks like CU, apparently.
Oh, really? Yeah, probably.
Well, I guess we don't want
to. What if you just wore the helmet, the same helmet that you wear, but all black?
I'd be fine with that, honestly.
Yeah.
It's not like we're firing our own line coach.
Yeah.
Shots fired.
Yeah, shots fired right there. I love it, man. Yeah. That's fantastic. Speaking of winless. The Rams are winless against the Boise State Broncos.
Yep.
I always forget that for some reason. I always know that it's a rough ride. And then when we get to it, I'm like, that's right. The Rams have never beat the Boise State Broncos. And listen, the Broncos, year in, year out, even this year, they're a good team. They have had a crazy schedule. Year in, year out, that's the class of the conference.
Yeah.
What would that mean for you guys with this crazy season that was, and you turn around and you beat a team come this Saturday that you never beat before?
Oh, I mean, I think it'd be awesome for the program. And as you know, for me too, to be a part of that win would be, you know, huge. I think just to help a program overcome something they've never been able to. And if we were able to beat a team that's obviously the measuring stick for the conference, I mean, that'd be awesome too. Boise's always, you know, competed at a high level in this conference. So I think that's clearly, you know, what you want to compare yourself to. So it would be huge for this program, I think, moving forward if we were able to accomplish that.
And the Broncos are sitting in fourth place. They're at 1-2 in the conference. Air Force 3-2. You guys 2-1. Utah State sitting at 3-1. Boise State, though, as we said, they started the season against UCF. They beat UTEP. They played Oklahoma State. They beat Utah State on the road.
They beat UTEP?
They did. They did beat UTEP.
I thought UTEP was undefeated.
No, they beat UTEP 54-13.
Oh man, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's nuts.
It's UTSA.
One of the weird things.
Yeah.
They lose to Nevada, they beat BYU, and then they lose to Air Force. So it feels like there's kind of these two different Boise State Broncos right now. But in fairness, if you look at that record, schedule, that's a crazy schedule to start your season.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, they replaced their OC, right? It's a new offensive coordinator. So there are probably some growing pains in there. You know, they're probably looking to find their groove, but you know, we expect a great team to come into Canvas Stadium on Saturday, and, you know, we expect to give them everything we got as well.
Well, and replacing head coach to start the season. I mean, just, you know, with Harsin out going to Auburn, I mean, that's a big one, too. But basically all those coordinators, it's a lot. You're changing.
You think about a new scheme coming in, guys trying to learn it. It's not going to be easy for anybody, so.
Yeah. Is there the fear, though, that you look at, okay, they had the week off, they lost Air Force. Everybody kind of feels like, I'm not going to compare Boise State to Kansas City Chiefs, but the Broncos have been the class of this conference. So I think there's a lot of Mountain West fans that say, hey, it's only a matter of time until it all starts to click for the Broncos. Is that something in the back of your mind?
No, I mean, we're going to play our game. You know, we're going to go in there with our game plan, you know, and give it all we got. So I'm not worried necessarily about what they do. We got to play our game first and foremost. We respect, again, like every opponent, like I said, and we're going to give them the respect they deserve because they've earned it, you know, especially in this conference. And, yeah, we're going to line up, you know, at 5 o'clock in Canvas Stadium on Saturday. And, you know, it's going to be a great Halloween weekend game.
The day before Halloween, yep. You know, we're going to be probably playing Thriller and all that stuff and the loudspeakers into it and all that.
Why, can that be like the theme for,
show?
We should have made Michael, that the intro song.
Michael, Thriller, get it, make it. Make it happen today before the show ends. Get Thriller going. Just don't. Yeah, make it happen. Any other Halloween requests?
That's it.
How about Monster Mash? Monster Bash or Mash?
Mash.
Mash. Monster Mash.
For the Addams Family, you know.
Addams Family. Get it going. Get some Halloween stuff going there, Michael.
Spooky sounds in general. I mean, come on. You got to hit something on the keyboard over there.
Can you make a spooky sound for us real fast? Okay, thank you. Fantastic. God, it was so good. One more. No, not the same one. Do a different one.
Ha ha.
All right. There we go. All right. When we come back, let's have some fun. You want to have a little fun?
Yeah, let's have some fun.
Okay. We'll talk more about that. We'll get into the Mountain West, the weekend, and all that stuff with the Broncos. But Michael, because he does so much around here, he is he's putting together a candy bracket, which I'm sure is extremely productive for everything we have going forward. He has given you this bracket. We're going to get to this in detail, but we're basically doing the best Halloween candy you guys are going to be talking about on the Nerd Show on Wednesday night. You're going to get some help from Scott, who you know a thing or two about some candy, right?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'll dabble in some candy.
You're kind of a Halloween guy.
Kind of.
Yeah. Okay. Did you do any more research up for me, by the way, about the...
I saw it, though.
The Michael Myers thing?
Michael Myers is like...
Spoiler alert.
Hold on, I can't. Okay, so Michael Myers, I guess, is like, he's unkillable. He's like this guy that I guess he went through a traumatic event when he was younger, somehow gave him these powers. He doesn't die, and he only feeds off of, like, the fear, I guess, and everything else along that. Because, like, in the movie, they, you know, spoiler, can't kill him. He just always comes back to life. I'm talking about pitchfork to this guy's back. I don't know.
What if you just, like, chop him up into little bits?
Yeah, chop off his limbs so he can't walk.
Yeah, does he grow him back, you think?
Do you have a sound for that, by the way? That'd be awesome.
I think there'd be the sequel, and it's just Michael rolling at you. Ah!
So, crazy. I mean, I would think of all these different things, but, I mean, the guy's been shot, burned. I mean, they can't kill him. And to be honest with you, at some point, I would just work on my conditioning and learn to run because he doesn't run very fast.
But somehow he gets on, like, he's right there.
You know, I'm a big, you know, hater in scary movies in the part where everybody just tries to, you know, sit there and do things you shouldn't do. Like, there was like one point in the movie, the lady's holding a knife in the kitchen. She's like screaming, as Michael's running towards her. And I'm like, I'm thinking run.
Yeah, run somewhere.
But then again, I'm big too. Like, I'm not saying I could take on Michael Myers. I'm saying I'm smart. I would run.
Yeah.
Like, regardless of what my size, I'm still running from that. Like, why would I sit there and play games with a murderer?
No, and you know his record's pretty good.
Yeah,
like, he's killed everybody.
He's undefeated.
He's undefeated. Do you ever think of, this is a weird thing, but when I watch scary movies like Michael Myers or Chucky or any of that, I don't know how scary that is. Do you ever wonder what they do when they're not murdering? Like, seriously, what is Michael Myers doing? Like, he's like, I'm not going out tonight. You know, I'm not going to murder. What is he doing? Is he sitting there with his mask? Like, is he drinking a beer or something? I have no idea. What is that guy doing? Like, Chucky.
What's his go-to beer, you think?
I think he's probably just a Coors Light guy. Just pounding him, man. Yeah. Just going to town. Chucky could be like, Chucky's not old enough to, I guess the human version of him is.
Maybe.
It's a weird thought. I just think, what are these murderers? Because they're not always murdering.
Has anybody punted, you know, Chucky? Has anybody? I mean,
I think they have.
He's very puntable. If you think about his size, like how Chucky probably is killing all these people is a little questionable.
It's the Chucky's my favorite because that's why. Because he's a doll. He doesn't have any powers. His only power is that he is a human that went inside of a doll. It's like you just downgraded yourself, man. Like you're still killing people. Once they learned about you, you'd be the easiest thing to kill yet.
Exactly.
No, nobody can do it. It's just crazy. That's the 80s for you. All right, 34 minutes after the hour. We will, Scott's going to look at this bracket, this candy bracket that Michael Kirkpatrick created, and we'll find out who the winner is. We'll go through it as quickly as possible, and then we'll get back to some Boise State Mountain West talk. 34 minutes after the hour, this is the Scott Patchen Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Jenny Kavnar from AT&T Sportsnet, your host for the Colorado Rockies. You're listening to the whole show on KFKA. Fire up the fountain.
Halloween is coming up on Sunday. But I'm thinking Hank Bachmeier, quarterback for the Broncos, should be a little terrified. Scott Patchen's defensive line for the Rams. What do you think? It's good.
Yeah, you know, we're going to have a good game versus him.
You can't. You don't want to. I can give that kind of stuff. You can't. You can't do that kind of. You can't be the New Mexico freshman quarterback. You can't do that kind of stuff.
I refuse to be the guy. Yeah.
Yeah, you're not going to be that guy.
Nope.
Well, you know what? I will say defensively, you guys really buckled down in the second half. I mean, and that was really nice to see. And like you talked about, you can take this as motivation or you can hang your head. I saw a lot of really great things in that game after some rough stuff, and you guys put yourself in a position to win. So I tweeted this out. I said, hey, and you know, I'll say it. You probably saw it. I said, hey, I, for the record, I'm in on Steve Addazio. I'm in. I am one of the guys that goes, should he have a special teams coach? But you're kind of like, Brady, shut up. Stop talking like that.
Yeah, no, we don't need one.
You don't need one. All right.
We got other, you know, QCs and other guys on staff that are helping with special teams. It's not just him. You know, Coach Croner helps on special teams too. Coach Goody. So, I mean, like, we've got people on staff that, you know, help with the special team area for sure. So we're good.
If I was a special teams coach, Scott, I would just draw up plays to score, to return it for a touchdown every time.
Yeah.
So just so you know, that would be my plan. And then on the opposite, to block all the kicks.
Why didn't we think of that?
See, I do charge, but if you want some of those ideas, you know, I'm available to sit in.
Why did we not think of that?
I don't know how to draw the play up, but that's the ultimate goal in my head.
Okay.
Is to get, you know, return it all the way.
Yeah.
And then block it all the way. You know, that kind of thing.
We should try that on offense and defense now, too.
Actually, I was going to talk to you about that. It's the Scott Patchen Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. All right, you have entered the world of Michael Kirkpatrick, who's producing today. Great job, by the way.
Thank you for the sarcasm.
You've entered the world of Michael, which is a scary time for you, my friend. I've been here in it. I'm in it. There's no escape for me. But I just want you to be very careful, because once you enter the mind, you do not... It's very hard to leave. He has given you a bracket of the best Halloween candy. And full disclosure, you have a peanut allergy, so some of that is already disqualified.
Skewed.
Have you looked at some of the candies on there, the matchups? What, anything stick out to you that's a hard pick?
No.
Hershey, they're all pretty easy?
Hershey's versus Kit Kats in the... You know, what do you
In the championship?
In the championship, and I got Kit Kat winning it outright.
Kit Kat winning the whole thing?
Kit Kat winning
really?
The whole thing.
Really?
Yep.
No way.
What's winning on yours?
I have Snickers, Kit Kats Twix. Going down. I have Kit Kats going down to either Butterfingers or Skittles.
I have
Butterfingers
rock.
And
Where
Skittles battling
Skittles?
It out.
See, the thing is, you can eat a lot of chocolate candy, but like, there's only Skittles. So much of like Skittles, Pop Rocks, gummy bears you can eat before you're like, I want some chocolate.
Yeah, Skittles.
Oh, I have a lot of chocolate in here. There's a lot of. I'm not a huge chocolate fan, but there's a lot.
He's got
I'm looking at the bracket. Trust me, I see. But I'm just saying, you know, you got Skittles winning it all. Is that what you just said? Skittles?
Not the whole thing. No, Reese's wins the whole thing. I'm not some monster.
You're right, though. Skittles has an issue because if you eat too many of them, your throat gets all. It's too much.
Wash it down with some chocolate.
I was gonna put Butterfinger in there, but I don't. What can I look at that?
Yeah.
What does that look like here? Jolly Ranchers.
Yeah.
No, Jolly.
Can eat like one of those, and that's
Jolly Ranchers. Know. By the way, is that a 9? Jolly Ranchers is not a 9.
I can't read half of these.
No,
it's all
8.
The brackets cut off.
Yeah, you can imagine.
Hot. What?
Hot tamales.
Hot tamales.
Why is that even on there?
Whopper. Whoopie. Whopper. What
Whoppers.
Is it?
Whoppers.
Oh, Whoppers. Why have I not had
Whoppers shouldn't be up against 100 grand.
Dude, I can't read nerds. Okay, nerds?
Yeah.
Laffy Taffy. Tootsie's. Tootsie Bar? Is that what they are?
Tootsie Rolls. I don't even know why that's on there.
Swedish
that's
Fish? Is that right?
Yeah, they're good, but I mean, it's just like...
I like Swedish metal. Don't like Swedish Fish.
That's about the same thing. Where does Scott stand on Mike and Ike's?
Not a fan.
I'm not a big fan of those either.
Yeah. Was that a question?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, people care about this. It's weird. That's some of the hard-hitting radio that we're going to put on.
What did you do about kind of the candy corn to the far left?
What do I think about the candy corn?
Do you like
candy corn versus Starburst?
I'm taking Starburst.
How 100%. Is candy corn as popular as it is?
That's what I'm trying to figure
out.
How? It's like pineapple on pizza.
Which we are going to try that. We are going
eventually.
We were set to go to Crazy Carl's today. Technical glitches with our mobile equipment, getting that fixed. It happens when you cover like 365 preps games in like 8 days. So,
honestly, I just our luck in general, like my car, your equipment.
And I don't know how to fix any of them. You could tell me that smoke's coming out of the equipment, and I'd be like, did you check the oil, man? I don't know. And something could happen there. So you're going Kit Kat is your ultimate.
Kit Kat's my favorite.
It's your ultimate survivor. Are you going trick-or-treating? Are you too big to go trick-or-treating on Sunday?
I feel like if I went as myself, that'd be enough. Don't need a costume.
Don't need a costume.
Like this guy is clearly got some things going on.
Some demons. So what do you do on Halloween?
I haven't celebrated Halloween in a while, to be honest.
Do you sit at home watch movies?
Yeah, well, because, you know, it's been always in the middle of football season for us. So, like, I'm either too tired or I'm not really interested. So it's just, I don't.
Do you think you will? That it's because it's Sunday. It'll be after the Rams beat the Broncos.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see.
All right. Well, I'll probably watch Hubie Halloween or something on.
Yeah, I'll watch, like.
Have you seen that?
Yeah, I'll watch, like, you know, like those Halloween movies on what is it, the Hallmark Channel? Or not the Hallmark Channel.
Is it AMC? AMC?
Yeah, that channel. They always got like the...
Like that with that. I don't want to commit to watching a Halloween, like a scary movie. So I won't like start it on Netflix or Amazon. Mm-hmm. But I will watch it and then wait till commercial break and then change it to something else and then come back to it. That's how I am with scary movies.
I'm a good fan of scary movies and I love, you know... Me and my roommate Karutz will watch it all the time. We'll watch scary movies. We do that all summer. Just pick one and roll with it the whole night. But I don't know. I'm not a fan of like when they get cringy. So like we talked about it, the Friday movies with Jason Voorhees. Friday the 13th. Sorry, not the other Friday. Complete opposite spectrum of movies.
I was thinking of Ice Cube. I'm like, this is not scary. This is not too cringy.
There's a lot of weed, but... Friday the 13th movie. Sorry, let me just specify real quick. With Jason Voorhees, everybody that ever gets killed in a Friday the 13th movie, like, I feel like they deserve it.
Because they just keep going to the same place.
Why? I know.
It's like, again, I know I keep harping on Chucky, but why keep buying that doll? Like, why keep buying it?
No, I'd punt the hell out of him.
Why would you
I would
do
be
it?
Like Stonehouse There'd be like, punting him
in a real world. That would be. Can you ask Stonehouse to go get a Chucky doll and punt it? I'd like to see how far he could punt a Chucky doll.
Yeah, we'll figure.
That would be a fun Halloween thing to do. I would like to join you. Let me know. We'll meet up. We'll go do that. What'd you guys do this weekend? I don't know. Bought a bunch of Chucky dolls. See how far the puncher could punt them away.
Have you guys seen Event Horizon?
Mm-mm.
What is that?
It's a sci-fi horror movie.
No.
That's one to watch this year.
Okay. So the thing is, dang it, Michael, I had a point. Think of the real world, though. If you heard on the news today, hey, killer doll just murdered 8 people, don't you think that toy would be recalled instantly?
Yeah, and then you probably, you know, have the wherewithal to not, you know, bring a toy home in general for a while.
Yeah, probably no toys.
Like, hey, you know, like, do you, you know,
how did
you're
that...
probably playing with Lincoln Logs for a while, get used to it.
Yeah, you're going to go outside and just stand there.
Maybe not while the doll's on the loose, but...
maybe not. Okay, 48 minutes after the hour, we're going to take a quick break. We'll get Scott's closing thoughts on Halloween, apparently, in Verizon or whatever that movie is, the sci-fi thriller that you
Event
didn't know.
Horizon.
Event Horizon, Event sci-fi. Horizon. Thriller, you didn't know you... Who's in it?
Put that down in my notes. Event Horizon.
Who's in it? If you can give me one
Morpheus
actor.
From...
oh, really?
From
yeah,
Matrix?
He's in it. And the dude from... The British dude from Jurassic Park. He's in it, too.
The clever girl guy. That guy?
Take the
No,
pill.
That guy's Australian.
Oh, okay.
Wake up tomorrow like nothing happened. Take the red pill. See how deep the rabbit hole goes.
Look what you've done. Now we're blowing a blah. Okay, we'll be right back. It's the Scott Patchen Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza.
Want sports from the coach? Tune in to Clark and the Coach, weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Katie Wingy, your host, reporter, and analyst for the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Told you, man. Once you enter the world of the Michael, you'll never be the same.
I'm starting to think he's Michael Myers.
Oh. Yeah. Closer to Chucky in size, but definitely. Welcome back to the Scott Patchen Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. It's been one of those shows today. We first half hour was football, was serious talk, but I think once in a while it's okay to break away. I mean, we got Halloween coming up on Sunday. It is a holiday.
Yeah,
you got to be a little silly once in a while, so it's okay to do that. Scott was just giving me a ton of recommendations as far as shows to watch. And we can't think of any names, though. That's what's tough when you're trying to explain. Who's the guy that's in the thing, but also in that thing?
He looks like this, but he's there, and he does this.
And somehow you're like, ah, Sons of Anarchy. That's the one, right? Okay, I get it. We're going to go there.
Great show, honestly.
That was a great show.
And it was probably my favorite show for the longest time until I saw Vikings.
What about Breaking Bad? Have you seen that one?
Breaking Bad's good, you know.
That one's good, but I'll never go back and watch it.
No, you know, that's why I didn't like being in New Mexico that long, because it gave off Walter White vibes.
That's true.
Am I allowed to say that?
Was it the New Mexico quarterback that gave off Walter White vibes?
No, just the feel of the city.
Seemed like a quote that he might say, like, I am the danger. CSU defense should be aware. But you weren't. You guys rolled. All right, Boise State, this Saturday, Scott.
Oh, yeah.
See this Rams team get back on the right track. Rams fans, get out there. Make this thing great. It's going to be like a Halloween celebration.
Mm-hmm.
Great job by you, as always, my friend.
Thank you. Go Rams.
Scott Patchen Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. We'll be back at it on the whole show tomorrow on a Tuesday. Good night, Northern Colorado.